So maybe this happens to you. Your kid makes an oversized painting and you just don't know where to put it.
Today, people in Atlanta face that problem on an epic scale. They're moving one of the largest oil paintings in the world.
It is the size of a football field and depicts the Civil War Battle of Atlanta.
Here's Sam Whitehead of Georgia Public Broadcasting.
As of late, the dark auditorium that's housed the Battle of Atlanta for almost a century has turned into a construction site. There are piles of rubble and scaffolding high in the air, surrounding a massive oil painting known as the Cyclorama, with scenes of Confederate and Union soldiers.
It's really not part of the normal art conservation that you see, because this has primarily been an engineering challenge up to this point.
Gordon Jones is with the Atlanta History Center. For the last few months, he's overseen preparations for the move. That's meant rolling up the towering 130-year-old painting onto two 45-foot-tall scrolls, each weighing about 6 tons. It won't be easy.
And then both scrolls will be lifted by crane through two holes in the roof. Then once outside of the building, they will be laid down flat onto flatbed trucks. And then we do the same thing to put them back into the new building.
That new building is at the Atlanta History Center. The nonprofit struck a deal with the city, which owns the painting, to restore and display it for the next 75 years. Jones says it's a good move. Atlanta sheds the costs of upkeep, and the center can add historical context to a painting that's long been a symbol of Confederate heritage. Sarah Vellis is president of the International Panorama Council. She says panoramas were once popular entertainment. Think 19th century IMAX movies. Now, there are just 3 on exhibit in North America.
They did sort of fall out of favor once film was invented, so that's a huge reason why people don't really know about them so much anymore.
But she hopes efforts to restore the Battle of Atlanta might start to change that. The History Center plans to have the painting back on display next year. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.